can you say about at times being without four of your key defensive players and still coming through yesterday with guys who are hurt?
Well, I honestly can tell you that the whole philosophy is you never worry about the players that aren't there. It's the ones that are there, the ones that are going to play in the game, and trying to get them in the right spot so you have an opportunity to win the game. And I was really pleased with the fact that there were a number of guys that had to step up, you know, not only knowing that going into the game, but during the game. We had guys get banged up. Guys had to go in and out of the game. And I was pleased that we fought. We kept our poise, which was really important, and we just stayed focused on winning the game. That's an important thing.
Kevin, when you look at your secondary, and obviously you know what they've done, could you make the argument they've been the best unit on the team ahead of even quarterback and defensive line?
I don't like to make comparisons like that. I think that the secondary has played solid, although there were times yesterday I thought we could have done things a lot better. The good news was, you know, that was a heck of an offensive football team that we were able to beat yesterday. Not an offensive team, just a heck of a team. And with one of the premier quarterbacks in the league, a proven guy, and we were able to contain them for the most part in the throwing game. They didn't have any real big explosive passes against us, which is something characteristic of what they do. They were a great screen team, and that was a big emphasis for us a week ago, and we were able to control the screen game. So a number of groups contributed that way, but the DBs are playing solid, but I think there's, you know, we have not gotten close to as good as we can play.
Kevin, our first couple of games, you struggled against the tight ends. It looked like Tony Gonzalez was going to have one of those games, and then it stopped like that. He seemed to get hurt a little bit, but did he do anything differently?
It was those great halftime adjustments I told you guys about. No, seriously, you know, the funny thing was we were all getting frustrated early in the game. But when you go back and watch those plays where Gonzalez caught the ball early in the game, the coverage was excellent. We had guys draped over him, guys with their hands in there trying to knock the ball away. I felt much better watching it this morning than I did from up in the press box during the course of the game because our guys were on him. He made some great throws, and you know, he arguably is one of the finest tight ends to have ever played football, and he showed that with some of the catches he made. But we tightened up a little bit there at halftime and came out and did a better job on him.
Coach, your defense has not given up a touchdown in the fourth quarter this year. That's got to be awfully pleasing to you.
Yeah, it is. You know, we've been strong at the end of the games, and we have been good in the red zone again. We were last year, and it makes a difference. You know, if you keep people from kicking field goals or trying field goals, you got a chance to win. And, you know, when you can keep the points low, you know, you always have a chance to win. And I think that that's something that we've done. We want to play better. We did not play an overall great game yesterday by any means, but yet we competed right to the end, and I think there's going to be a lot of games down the road very, very much like that one and the week before that we had that guys got to come up with plays at the end of the game to win it. And fortunately, on both sides of the ball and in the kicking game, we made those plays.
Kevin, how did Deion Jordan play yesterday?
He played well. He saw his most snaps. I think if you add up his special team snaps and his snaps on defense, he was right around 50 snaps in the game, 30 plus on defense, and I think he had about 19 or 20 on special team. So he made a big contribution, and Deion was right draped on the quarterback's shoulder on the very final play of the game that he affected the throw that Jimmy made the pick on at the end of the game. Deion hit him as he was throwing the ball. And he got pressure. You know, we didn't sack him, which was disappointing, but we did hit him. I think we had 9 solid hits on the quarterback throughout the game. And, he was getting rid of the ball awfully quick. As soon as they were not going to sit back there and let him get sacked. They were going to catch it and throw it and throw it on time. So it was a little frustrating that way. But overall, I thought we had decent pressure on him.
Thoughts on the run defense?
It's got to get better. It's got to get better. And we, it was one of those kind of games where excuse me, it was a combination of things. We missed some tackles, missed a lot of tackles in the ball game. That was not good. It was disappointing. But give their back some credit. They ran hard, tough to tackle, low center of gravity. Those guys were strong. But we didn't wrap up. We didn't run through the tackles. We got to do a better job of that. We had a couple of misfits in the run game, and we had some miscommunication in terms of getting lined up on one or two occasions, which allowed them to run the football. There were a few longer runs, but they were, you know, it was kind of feast or famine. They ripped one off, and then we had no gain or 1 yard gain or 2 yard gain. But then, as the game went on, there was too many 4 and 5 yard gains that didn't allow us to get into what we do best, which is getting after the quarterback on third down and long. We didn't have as many third and long situations yesterday as we like to have.
Kevin, are Jamar and Will Davis, are they close to contributing on
defense? Yeah, we're going to see how they do here this week in practice. They're finally, I think they'll have a solid week of practice. Having the longer week should benefit them as well. And hopefully we'll make that determination as the week goes on. But we'd like to see those guys and see what they can do.
Going back to Deion Jordan, would you feel comfortable if he had to play an expanded role if Cam was out or something?
I think we're seeing more and more Deion, he's getting better. So the fact is we want to expand his role. And he showed things in the game yesterday which lead us to believe that we can continue to keep feeding him more, and hopefully his contributions will continue to increase as we go along.
He's on the challenges of facing Drew in New Orleans. One quarterback after another, so he's got to...
Yeah, he's really something. You know, he's a little different style than Ryan from a week ago, but yet... he makes great decisions. He's fast, very, very quick mentally, gets rid of the ball, is a guy that does a great job of influencing the coverage with his eyes and his pump fakes and his shoulders. Just a real competitive guy, and we're going to have to play our best game against him to have a chance to win.
Are you confident that Cam will be able to
put? I'm not. You know, we're going to wait and see how the week progresses. I have not, we've got a long week here ahead of us, and I think we'll make that determination at the end of the week.
Thank you.